Perseverance rover touched down safely on Mars just under a month ago, and it's already getting to work. It sent back pictures and videos of its landing site, and if you've ever wondered what a laser shooting rocks on another planet sounds like, now we know. That laser is just one of the many tools on the rover that NASA will be using to search for evidence of ancient life on the planet and hopefully collect rock samples that will make it back to Earth. Mike Wall is a senior writer for Space.com and author of the book Out There, a scientific guide to alien life, antimatter, and human space travel for the cosmically curious. We talked with him earlier today. Well, now the rover landing was exciting. I know a lot of people are on the edge of their seats. What was it like for you watching, you know, someone who follows these things, watching it land and land successfully?
It's just, it's so nerve-wracking because, I mean, I've been covering this for a long time. This mission had been in development for basically 10 years, and you just know how much is actually riding on it. And I mean, I just can't imagine what the people on the mission were feeling who had devoted 10 years of their lives to this. But just as somebody who cares about space and wants us to see cool things happen, yeah, it's like a 7-minute process where it goes, where it hits the atmosphere and then lands, and like everything has to go perfectly. And we all have no control over it, right? We're just waiting to hear updates. And yeah, it's just totally nerve-wracking. And then it all went well, and it was all great.
And speaking of having a lot riding on it, there are a lot of different types of scientific technology riding on this rover. What are some of the big ticket items that are being fired up or already working right now?
Yeah, well, there are two main sort of mission goals. One is to hunt for signs of sort of ancient Mars life on the surface of Mars. So that's one of the first things that the rover is going to do once it gets fully up and running, which it's like almost there. And then the like second goal is to actually collect like about 30 or so samples that could tell us a lot more about like ancient Mars and maybe even like whether it hosted life. And those samples are due to be picked up by a future mission campaign and brought back to Earth, potentially as soon as 2031. And that's really exciting too. You know, I mean, like I mentioned, there's a lot riding on this mission, and that's one of the things is it just kicked off this like first ever Mars sample return campaign, where hopefully if everything goes right, we're going to get pristine pieces of Mars that were chosen for their potential to support life or to like harbor signs of ancient life. And we're going to get those pieces of Mars back on Earth. And that's really, really cool. It's never been done before.
Now let's talk about this hunt for signs of past life on Mars. This isn't like an archaeological expedition where you're going to find the remnants of buildings and ceramics and maybe even bones. Talk about the subtle clues that we're hunting for that'll tell us, yes, there was in fact, if they find it, there was maybe life on Mars.
Yeah, these are not going to be little green men. At least we don't think so. What they're looking for are sort of like microbial fossils. And I mean, it could be morphological things, you know, like some sort of like molecular fossil imprint in a rock, or it could be chemical fossils, you know, it could be like organic molecules, which themselves don't necessarily have to be signs of life. But if you gather enough of them and they're the right type and in the right sort of conglomeration, they can be. Or what's most likely, it's going to be a combination of those things. You know, what does it look like and what's the chemical composition? But it's just really interesting, you know. So that's what the rover is going to be doing by itself on Mars. And it's probably going to be hard to come up with like a sort of slam dunk case for whether what the rover sees on Mars is a convincing sign of past Mars life. And people are going to be arguing about this. It could be like the biggest scientific discovery of all time, theoretically, if it happens. And that sort of goes to why they want to do Mars sample return too, because scientists know that it's going to be really hard to get a convincing case for Mars life by Perseverance by itself on Mars. So we want to bring that stuff back and have a bunch of scientists around the world look at it with all their equipment and labs around the world. And they're sort of thinking, you know, it would be great if like, yeah, if like life ever did exist on Mars, it'd be great if Perseverance could find signs of it. But they're not getting their like hopes up to that extent. They're sort of saying it's going to be hard for Perseverance to do that by itself, which is why we need samples back here on Earth.
Talking to Mike Wall, senior writer for Space.com, author of the book Out There, looking at the Perseverance mission, the rover on Mars, and what it is up to now and the plans for the future. Mike, Perseverance has a laser, and it's using lasers to shoot rocks. I mean, one question is, why would you not shoot a laser at rocks on Mars if you had the possibility? But what are we doing? Why are we lasering rocks there?
Yeah, that's part of its like scientific, you know, like sort of toolkit, what it's using to investigate composition of rocks. And so it can use this laser from afar, from distance, basically. It can investigate rocks without having to drive over to them. So what it does is this like laser can shoot rocks up to 20 feet away, and it like vaporizes a tiny little patch of rock. And then like scientific gear that's associated with the laser instrument can kind of like study that little cloud of vaporized rock and see what the composition is. So like it can actually get the composition of rock from far away. And then either that's enough for the science team. They're like, okay, that's like, we know what that rock is, or, ooh, that's interesting. Let's go over there and investigate that rock with our other instruments, because that's really interesting. So it's sort of like, it gives them an idea of what targets they would like to investigate more in depth with the other stuff too. And what's like really cool about that laser instrument is it's actually got a microphone on it. And just a couple of days ago, like the Perseverance team released like some of the audio of the laser hitting rocks. It sounds like a bunch of little snaps. It goes like snap, 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 snap. And those are the shock waves that are created by the vaporization of that rock. And it's just really cool. That's another first of this mission. It's got two microphones on it, and both of them have actually recorded sounds on the Martian surface, which had never been done before.
And on top of all that, there's a mini helicopter. I gather they're looking for a good landing and takeoff spot for it now. But talk about this mini chopper on Mars.
Yeah, it's just amazing how much stuff is on this rover, right? There's so many things to talk about. This is actually the first big ticket item, or the first big project that the mission is doing after they get the rover fully up to speed. It's carrying this little like 4-pound helicopter on its belly. And what Perseverance is doing now, it's already started scouting out like a suitable airfield for the helicopter, you know, a nice flat area where there aren't many hazards and it'd be safe for this thing to fly. And so sometime this spring, once it finds like a suitable site, it's going to drive over to that spot. And then the little helicopter is going to deploy from Perseverance's belly. And then Perseverance will drive like, I don't know, about 300 feet away or so, somewhere that's not close enough for it to, be crashed into if anything goes wrong. That would be a major fail if the helicopter crashes into the rover and damages something. But so they like want to avoid that. But yeah, it'll attempt to actually watch while this helicopter tries to make the first flights on Mars. And it's gee whiz cool, but it's also like NASA wants to see if this will work, you know, because the Mars air is really thin. It's only about like 1% sort of thick as Earth's air. So they like think that a helicopter can fly there, but they just want to make sure that it can and that they have the technology to do it. And if this little helicopter does fly, then we could theoretically see like future Mars missions launch with a bunch of helicopters to serve as scouts for a rover or to do scientific investigations on their own. It's just really cool. It could pave the way for lots of cool stuff going forward.
I want to wrap up looking at the future. Now, you said Perseverance is collecting samples. The notion that they can end up back here on Earth, brought back by a future mission. So that's not just the challenge of landing something on Mars, but presumably landing something and bringing something back up. How are we going to do that? Or how are we envisioning doing that?
Yeah, it's really challenging. It's never been done before. It's going to have to be, there are like three different spacecraft that have to launch to make this happen. So there'll be like a sample fetch rover, and that's going to be provided by like our European Space Agency partners actually. And that's going to launch with a Mars ascent vehicle, basically just like a Mars rocket. So those two pieces will land close to where Perseverance is and has stored all the samples. And what's going to happen is that fetch rover is going to go over and grab these little sample tubes and haul them back to the Mars ascent vehicle, to the Mars rocket. That Mars rocket is going to launch off the Martian surface with the samples and up to actual Mars orbit. And there it's going to meet up with a third spacecraft that's going to be orbiting Mars. We'll have to launch that one too in the next few years. And it's going to have to rendezvous with that Mars orbiter, which will take the sample canister from the rocket and then haul it home to Earth. So it sounds like, it sounds crazy, right? But I mean, we already have the first part of it going. We're going to get the samples. We have never launched anything off the surface of Mars before, so that's going to be a challenge, but I wouldn't put it past NASA. They're pretty smart.
Finally make Fetch a thing. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Wall is a senior writer for space.com. He talked with us today about what the Perseverance rover has been up to in its first month on the surface of Mars.